When Congress called some of the biggest names in baseball to testify this week about steroids, it had the feel of class nerds making the jocks squirm. Here's Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland.
As I understand it, both Mr. Schilling, Mr. Thomas, and Mr. Palmaro, and I think Mr. Sosa, have said they never used the substances. Is that right, Mr. Sosa? You said that, right? You said you never? Okay. Is that right? All right. Now, Mr. McGuire, would you like to comment on that? I didn't get a definitive answer. I didn't hear you say anything about it. Now, you don't have to. I just ask. You don't want to comment? Are you taking the fifth?
I'm not here to discuss the past. I'm here to be positive about this subject.
Mark McGuire, who usually batted third or fourth, not fifth, in other lineups. Usually athletes retire, cut back on exercise, and put on weight, but this week Mr. McGuire looked dramatically thinner than the man whose Popeye arms had once swatted 70 home runs. Just sitting down to the hearing table in an ordinary-sized suit lent credence to the suspicion that he'd swelled his muscles with steroids. His evasiveness only bolstered that charge. His home run rival, Sammy Sosa, had a carefully phrased denial that he had used steroids. Not so long ago, much of the nation watched Mark McGuire weep with gratitude and humility for shattering the most famous record in baseball. This week he seemed to be choking back tears of anxiety, and if an outsider may be permitted to guess, even shame. Major League Baseball enjoys special legal status as the national pastime. As long as clubs campaign for tax breaks to build ballparks, they have to expect that legislators will find the game's scandals irresistible entertainment. Congressman Cummings, for example, serves on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. When was the last time he even got on C-SPAN talking about transportation and infrastructure? Senator Jim Bunning of Kentucky, who as a former major league pitcher may have an innate disdain of home run hitters, told the hearings that when Mark McGuire and Barry Bonds started hitting more home runs in their late 30s than they had in their late 20s, baseball fans as well as officials should have been suspicious. But many of us were too enraptured by the drama of home runs to entertain doubts. Would have been like looking for the wires that lift Peter Pan above the stage. But you do wonder, with U.S. troops at risk and a growing national deficit, is Congress going to decide that now is just the time to take a hard look at Peter Pan, too?
McGuire ended with 70, Sammy Sosa with 66. The home run race was over till 99. They set the game on fire, Mary Sosa and McGuire. Who brought